This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin held their first summit on Wednesday, with both men saying the talks were constructive and straightforward. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
In Geneva, both leaders described constructive talks lasting about 3 hours.
There were no threats, just simple assertions.
Through an interpreter, Putin says he and the president generally spoke the same language.
I think there was no hostility, quite the contrary.
They've agreed to return their ambassadors to Washington and Moscow and work toward a new nuclear arms treaty. But there's sharp disagreement on cyber attacks. Putin denies Russia's involved, while U.S. intelligence indicates otherwise. The president says he made clear attacks on major American infrastructure are unacceptable.
Whether I stopped it from happening again, he knows I will take action.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve signaled Wednesday that it might act sooner than previously planned to start dialing back the low interest rate policies that have helped fuel a swift rebound from the pandemic recession, but have also coincided with rising inflation. The Fed's policymakers forecast that they would raise their benchmark short-term rate, which influences many consumer and business loans, twice by late 2023. They had previously estimated that no rate hike would occur before 2024. In a statement after its latest policy meeting, the Fed also said it expects the pandemic to have a diminishing effect on the economy as vaccinations increase, thereby allowing for more growth. The news from the Federal Reserve unnerved investors on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 0.77%. The S&P 500 lost 0.54%, while the Nasdaq fell by 0.24%. This is VOA News. The European Union moved a step closer Wednesday to deploying its massive pandemic recovery fund, with a top executive going to Portugal and Spain to announce the bloc's initial endorsement of their national spending plans. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited Portugal first, which was the first of the EU's 27 countries to formally present ideas for spending its share of the $970 billion earmarked last year to help countries out of sharp economic downturn caused by the pandemic. Von der Leyen then crossed the border to visit Madrid, where she met with Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to give the stamp of approval to Spain's plan to use nearly $85 billion in grant money. The European Union is recommending member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the United States. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
EU members have agreed to add America to the list of countries in whose cases restrictions on non-essential travel should be lifted. The move was adopted during a meeting in Brussels of permanent representatives of the 27-nation bloc. The recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions if they want. In addition to the US, also added were North Macedonia, Albania, Serbia, Lebanon, and Taiwan to the tourist travel list. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Southern Baptist denomination has picked a president who worked for racial unity. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
The Southern Baptist Convention tamped down a push from the right at its largest meeting in decades, electing a new president who has worked to bridge racial divides in the church. More than 15,000 delegates in attendance picked Ed Litton as their next leader. He's a white pastor from Alabama with a long record of hard work promoting racial reconciliation. During his campaign, Litton identified unity and diversity as two of his top priorities. He noted that blacks, Hispanics, and Asian Americans increased their presence in the SBC over the past 20 years, even as white membership declined. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The U.S. government has put an end to two Trump administration policies that made it harder for Central American migrants fleeing violence to qualify for asylum. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Wednesday President Joe Biden ordered his office and the Department of Homeland Security to draft rules addressing complex issues in immigration law about groups of people who should qualify for humanitarian protection. The move could make it easier for Central American immigrants to win their cases in immigration court. There's more news on our website, voanews.com, reporting by